This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of the most respected cybersecurity firms in the business, RSA, has reportedly accepted money from the NSA to push a flawed security product. This is connected to earlier revelations about the National Security Agency building backdoors into encryption to help its surveillance programs. This latest news comes from a report by Joseph Menn, an investigative journalist with Reuters. Joseph, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, break this story down for me.
What had been reported before is that the NSA had undertaken a concerted effort to weaken encryption so that they could improve their collection of raw material. One particular, what's called a random number generator, had been pushed by the agency. RSA, the security company in question, they rolled this formula for producing random numbers, which turns out to be very important in encryption, into a software toolkit that was used by thousands and thousands of programmers who were making browsers, router software. That was what was known before.
And now we learn that this designed flaw that we've been talking about is something agreed upon in part between the NSA and RSA?
Yes. There was a contract between RSA and the government in which RSA got $10 million, and they agreed to make this particular formula the default formula.
Now, RSA and many other cybersecurity agencies do have ties with the U.S. government. That's a bit of a revolving door. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. And that's one of the interesting things about this story. Part of the NSA's mission is to protect communications, and they're actually very, very good at that. So there's nothing, you know, overtly wrong with private companies working with the government to protect things. It's also true that during the last decade, the government was seen by many in cybersecurity as its critical ally. As overseas hackers got more organized and state-sponsored hacking became a bigger deal, you know, the government and these private companies work more closely.
What does this tell us about the complexities of what cybersecurity firms actually do and taking them at their word?
Well, this has really kind of turned it on its head. Because the NSA's defensive expertise, you know, they have been a trusted partner in a lot of standards that are sort of fundamental to the workings of the Internet.
Uh-huh.
And now a large number of folks are saying, you know, we have to start over. We have to throw out anything that has the NSA's fingerprints on it and rewrite everything. So that's going to be a very difficult process.
Joseph Menn is an investigative reporter with Reuters. Joseph, thank you very much.
Thank you.
RSA, by the way, issued a statement denying it ever entered into a secret contract with the NSA.